Next up on the docket is the men's basketball game as Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan get set for the men's portion. The Dort College defenders and Wesleyan Prairie Wolves renewing their rivalry. Nebraska Wesleyan won an overtime game with Dort College last year. And Coach Ross Dalma talked first of all about the win over Northwestern on Wednesday night as we prepared for the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. And here is what the coach had to say.
Those big matchups, I think you have a tendency to maybe focus more on defense. It gets a little more physical. There's just some things that you can't account for beforehand, foul situations and things like that, and it just comes down to making a few plays at the end. And fortunately, we were able to do that on a number of occasions there. And I thought our guys did a good job of showing poise and toughness when Northwestern made a run and tied it up at 68 all. And we had a couple big plays. Austin Kochi hit a big three. Trevor Walterstorff came up with some big offensive rebounds and a putback. And then Kyle Lindbergh hit the big shot right before the shot clock expired with 13 seconds to go. And there were times when the game was rough for both teams, but we'll certainly be thankful for the opportunity to walk out of there with a win.
Playing Nebraska Wesleyan in game this afternoon. Wesleyan, it's going to be a contrast in styles for you coming off a game against Northwestern where a little more free-flowing, you anticipated at least, games in the 70s and 80s. This one, if we get into the 70s and 80s, it's going to be definitely an advantage for your team.
Yeah, Nebraska Wesleyan is playing very well lately. The last three games they played, they lost to Briarcliff and Northwestern by 5 points each, and then they won on Wednesday night over at Hastings. So they're playing much better lately, and they're a little bit different. It's not necessarily comparing apples to apples in that they have a Division III, NCAA Division III schedule, so they get started a little bit later this year. And some of the teams that they played had a lot of games under their belt early, and so it took them a little bit to face a level playing field. But lately, the last 10 days, they are playing very well. And they prefer to keep the score a little bit lower. They're very methodical in the half court, run a lot of screens, double staggers, UCLA action that really bogs the game down a little bit. And that's what their personnel is made and tailored for. And then lately, they've been very successful at doing that.
Team that got you in overtime last year in Lincoln, I would surely think your guys are not going to take this one lightly.
I would hope not. We talked about that on Friday when we went through the scouting report, that they're just going to win a lot of games this year. They're going to play in a lot of close games this year, and it's just a situation where we have to really be willing to play very well defensively for 40 minutes.
Rebounding, you feel like you have an advantage because that's really where the pace of the game starts. You get defense, you get a stop, you get a rebound. That's where you can maybe change the pace of the game.
For sure. Ball pressure and rebounding are going to be the two things that give us a chance to get the tempo where we would like it. And with that said, though, they have been scoring some points. Wednesday night was a relatively low-scoring game for them, but they had been in the 70s against Briarcliff and Northwestern where they got the score up. So they're probably a little bit more free-flowing than maybe they have been in the past, and that's simply because their personnel is better. Their kids are a year older than they were a year ago where they got off to a tough start. But by February of last year, they were a very good team, and we found that out the hard way. And they've really come around a little bit earlier this year, and I expect them to have a great season. And they're certainly going to be a tough game for us tomorrow.
Thursday and Friday, have everybody in practice, or is anybody banged up?
No. Obviously, playing the game on Wednesday night, there are a number of kids who had to log a lot of minutes. But right now, we're relatively healthy. And, we've got a tough four-game stretch here before Christmas, and we need to finish it out as best we can.
That is Coach Ross Dalma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
If you're wondering what the news headlines are for the day, simply log on to kdcr.dort.edu and click on the link labeled News. Here you'll find the daily headlines that are important locally and on the state level. On the web at kdcr.dort.edu. Information at your fingertips. And on the air at KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, and I am a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this and every year.
We all are faces of influenza.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
At Green World, we believe that Christmas is a time to reflect on the great gift that God gave to us and commit to love and care for one another. This Christmas, may the Holy Spirit bring you peace, may the gladness of Christ's birth give you hope, and may the warmth of God's embrace grant you love in the new year. Have a very blessed Christmas.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We've talked to Coach Ross Dalma already. Let's take a look at the matchup between these two teams. Nebraska Wesleyan men are 5-3 overall, 1-3 in the league. Their win was over Hastings on Wednesday, 56-53. They've lost to Briar Cliff 69-62, Concordia 70-65, Northwestern 77-72. Wesleyan averages 64.5 points per game and allow 59.9 points per contest. The Wolves are efficient on offense, where they convert 45.9% of their field goals and opponents make 41.3% of their field goals. Wesleyan's getting out rebounded 33-32.1 and have forced 13 turnovers per game while giving the ball up 12 times. Eric Jackson is the team leader in scoring with 12.9 points per game, and he gets 1.5 steals per contest. Trevor Johnson is scoring 11.4 points per game, makes 57% of his field goal attempts. Andy Schweitzer scoring 7.6. Bryce Arp, Knight Dinan, and Trent Scheidel average between 6 and 7 points per game. Dinan also gets to 4.6 rebounds per game, and he hands out nearly 3 assists per contest. The Defender men are off to a 12-0 overall start, 4-0 in the GPAC, wins over Doan, Mount Marty, Dakota Wesleyan, and Northwestern. The Defenders are currently ranked number 4 in the country by the NAI Division II poll. The Defenders are outscoring teams 87.1 to 69.8, convert 52.8% of their field goals. Opponents make 41% of their field goals, and the Defenders out-rebound teams 40.9 to 31.5. Nord College has made 202 free throws this season out of 298 attempts. Opponents have gone 144 for 217 from the free throw line. Trevor Walterstorff scores 18.2 points per game to lead the Defenders and takes in 4.6 rebounds while converting 60.8% of his field goal attempts. Jordan Vogel's scoring average is 13.1. He takes down 6.7 rebounds with 64.5% field goal shooting. Cliff Warner's average is 12.5 points per game, and he leads the team with a 4.5 assists per game average. Warner has converted 30 of 69 three-point shots for 43.5%. Austin Kachi, he's made 15 of 40 from the three-point line. He averages 11.3 points per game. Let's pause for our national anthem. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM, our national anthem performed by the Dort College Pep Band. When I left off, Austin Kachi We were telling you about his 11.3 points per game average. Kyle Lindberg tops the team in rebounds with an 8.7 average and scores 9.3 points per game. Chris Seaver scores 9.2 points and 4.3 rebounds. Tyler Walterstorff and Sean Kaiser come off of the bench to the tune of 5.3 and 4.9 points per game. Taking a look at the starting lineup then, first of all, for the guests from Nebraska Wesley, and they will start number four, Trevor Johnson, a 6'5 sophomore from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 11.5 points per game. Andy Schweitzer is a 6'3 senior from Bedford, Iowa, averaging 7.6 points per game. Number 11 is Nick Dynan, a 6-foot senior from Omaha, averaging 6.4 points per contest. Number 24 is Eric Jackson, a 6'3 sophomore from Lincoln, averaging 12.9 points per game. And number 50 is Bryce Arp, a 6'8 senior from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 6.6 points per game. For the defenders, it'll be Cliff Warner, a 5'11 junior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 12.5 points per game and right at 4 assists per game. Austin Kachi is a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, averaging 11.3 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff is a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 18.2 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'6 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 9.3 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup for the defenders, number 43, Jordan Vogel, a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, averaging 13.1 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We are just about set to get underway. Dort College in their home whites. Nebraska Wesleyan in their road blacks with white numbers trimmed in gold. Dort College, black numbers trimmed in yellow. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. They get it underneath the Vogel. Vogel lost it on the way up, and Nebraska Wesleyan comes away with it. Trevor Johnson with the basketball. Johnson gives it up to Dynan. Dynan with it on the left side. Dynan comes back out front. Jackson. Jackson puts up the jumper. No good. Rebound cleared out by Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg on the left wing. He'll drive down to the baseline. Nothing there. Back over to Kachi. Kachi rolls it back down low. They get it back out front. Cliff Warner, three off the rim, won't go down. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan gives it up. Jackson. Jackson will take it across the timeline. He gives it up to Johnson. Lob pass down low. Arp. Arp working on Vogel. Kick out pass. Into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back over to Dynan. Dynan with the ball. Dynan to Arp. Arp puts it on the floor. 15 to shoot for Wesleyan. Three-pointer misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball after the missed shot. Dort College with their second offensive opportunity. They've had a couple of good looks that wouldn't go down. Warner with it. Out front. Gets it to Kachi. Kachi reverses back to Warner. Warner looking down low for Vogel. Drops it underneath for Vogel. Vogel facing up. They double down on him. They swipe it away. Coming away with a steal is Dynan. Dynan gives it up. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. Tipped and controlled. Now again. And this time it's Lindberg who's called for the personal. Foul on Kyle Lindberg is his first. And free throws on the way for Trevor Johnson. Johnson, a sub-50% free throw shooter coming into the contest. First free throw is off the side of the rim, no good. Another free throw on the way for Johnson. It was a mess under the basket, and finally Johnson came out with it. And that one's up and good. So Johnson makes one of two, and Nebraska Wesleyan takes the lead at 1-0. 1-0 our score, Austin Kachi. He goes over to Lindberg. Lindberg, give it up to Warner. Warner, pick and roll underneath, intended for Vogel. It's stepped out of bounds. Out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. You better be prepared to play the entire shot clock on both ends of the floor when you face Nebraska Wesleyan. Warner inbounding the ball, gets it in to Vogel. Vogel back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner back out front. Vogel. Vogel right side. Kachi. Kachi, they show on the hedge. Now here's Kachi in the lane, double teamed, tries to get rid of it. Now it's down on the floor, picked up by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball as they double team the ball as soon as Kachi put it on the floor. Wesleyan with it, right side Johnson. Johnson to Arp. Arp, right side. Back around the horn they come. Left side over to Dinan. Dinan to Arp. Arp working on Vogel. Arp throws it up, and he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Vogel. Foul on Vogel is his first. And team foul number two on the defenders. Bryce Arp will go to the free throw line. He's a 47% free throw shooter. Free throw on the way is up, no good. Another one on the way for Arp. Arp, a 6'8 post player. Free throw is up by Arp and misses it. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Dort College has not gotten any good shots recently. 17-27 and counting, first half. With it on the right side, Kachi. Well on the floor, gets it away to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Warner. Warner tries to pass it off to Walterstorff. It's tapped out of bounds. So Dort College trailing 1-0. Nearly 3 minutes into this contest. Pass out front, Kachi. Kachi catches, fires three, and they call him for a travel. Well, not a fast start for the defenders by any means this afternoon. They trail 1-0. Long ways to go in this one, but a slow start nonetheless. Pass goes left side, Wesleyan with the ball. They get it to Arp at the top of the key. Arp underneath, trying to post up is Johnson. Johnson pinned in the corner, gets it away. 20 to shoot for Wesleyan. They get it underneath Johnson. Johnson up with the left hand. No good. Rebound Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. He's going to push it ahead to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner stops. Looks for the secondary break. Lindbergh underneath Kachi. Layup good. Austin Kachi with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 2-1. First basket of the day for the defenders. 16:40 remaining in the contest. In the first half, that is. Wesleyan with the basketball. They get it out front, Jackson. Jackson underneath Arp. Arp working on Vogel. Trying to back Vogel down. His hook shot in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared out by Vogel. Ahead to Warner. Here comes Dort College trying to transition. Wesleyan retreats. With it is Kachi. Swings it left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it on the wing. He's going to drive the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Kachi, right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh down to the baseline. Hesitates. Gets it away to Kachi. Off of the glass, good. Beg your pardon, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 4-1. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. They come right side over to Johnson. Johnson looking down low. Come back out front. Jackson. Jackson, Arp. Arp stripped. Coming away with it is Walt. Dort College doesn't have the numbers. Walterstorff at the top of the key. Gives it away to Warner. Warner back over to Walt. Walt feeds it Lindbergh. They'll set the offense. Lindbergh comes back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Dort College a set call. Warner gives it high post. Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking. Still looking. Now feeds it to Warner. Warner off the dribble. Nothing there. Underneath Vogel. Vogel facing up. 8 to shoot. 7 now. 6. 5. 4. And it's thrown out of bounds off of Wesleyan player. Dort College with 2 seconds on the shot clock. Three players checking in for Wesleyan. Lindbergh checks out for the defenders. Severs checks in. Dort College with a 4-1 advantage. 15-16 remaining. First half. Dort College 2 seconds to shoot. They get it in Severs. Severs will put up the shot, misses everything. Shot clock violation. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan basketball. Dort College leading 4-1. Nick Dinan will bring it up. Dinan gives it up, high post. With it is Scheidel. 15-footer, rattled, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel ahead to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi, Warner. Warner, quick three, no good. Rebound tapped, and Severs tracks it down in the corner. Chris with the basketball. Back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Warner, and Warner's fouled on the play by Schweitzer. Schweitzer whistled for the personal. Team foul number one on Wesleyan. Jonah Bradley checks in. Schweitzer checks out. Warner will throw the ball in for the defenders. Cliff gets it inbounded to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball underneath, intended for Severs. And we've got a foul called on Wesleyan. .45 left to go. Dort College gets it after the foul call on Bryce Arp. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff underneath. Severs. Severs spins. Puts it up. No good. Fight for the basketball. Tapped out. Coming away with it is Nick Dinan. Dinan with the basketball. Dinan with it. Left side. Comes away to Liberty. Mitch Liberty gives it back out front to Dinan. Dinan to Bradley. Into the corner, and a travel called on Nebraska Wesleyan, and the shooter, Jonah Bradley, shuffled his feet before he could get the shot up. So Dort College countering now with Sean Kaiser in for Austin Kachi. Warner with a basketball. Underneath Severs. Severs fouled on the arm. And that foul is going to go on Trent Scheidel. Scheidel commits the foul. And Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for the junior from Huxley, Iowa. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. See if he can make two out of two here. On the floor for the defenders right now, Kaiser, Warner, Tyler Walterstorff, Trevor Walterstorff, and Chris Severs. Chris Severs, another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Chris makes them both. Good to see. Dort College leads 6-1. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Wesleyan with it in the backcourt. Gives it off to Bradley. Bradley pressured in the ball backcourt. Finally gets it across the half-court stripe. Brian Thompson checked into the ballgame moments ago. He wears number 12. Wesleyan will work the offense, and they'll take it down to about a dozen seconds on the shot clock before they really get serious about it. Wesleyan, they throw it away. Turnover, Dort College gets it back. Good defensive stand by the defenders with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Wesleyan is as patient a team as there is in the conference. It's a different style than Mount Marty, but they will take it down into single digits on the shot clock almost all the time. Warner with it down low underneath Walterstorff. Tyler with the two-point basket. Tyler Walt with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 8-1. 13:27 left to play in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
Are you a parent, relative, or friend of a young adult planning to go to college? Challenge them to think about their talents and gifts and how they can use them to serve God. There is so much diversity among institutions of higher education, so help young adults through encouragement and prayer to choose a college that enables them to glorify and serve Him. Dort College will equip young adults for a lifetime of knowing, loving, and serving the Lord. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter, or visit our website at dort.edu.
May the beauty...
Score, the Dort College defenders leading by 7. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball in the backcourt. Wesleyan used the timeout after getting down 8-1, and Wesleyan nearly throws it away. Arp puts it on the floor, takes it strong, and he gets the two-point basket to go. 8-3, our score. Beg your pardon, that was Schweitzer, Tim Schweitzer instead of Arp. Beg your pardon. Walterstorff looking down low for Severs. Severs backing his way in. His hook shot in the lane, rolls it in. Chris Severs with 4 points. Severs will do the dirty work for you. Gets it down low. Dort College showing full court pressure. We haven't seen much of that this year. 2-2-1, full court press. Wesleyan gets it across half court. Dort College retreats on defense. They get it back over to Liberty. Liberty to Johnson. Thompson, that is. Thompson with it. Thompson underneath to Scheidel. Three-pointer on the way. Won't go down. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner with the ball. Takes it across the timeline. 12:20 remaining. Underneath it goes Seavers. Seavers spins, faces up, ducks underneath, took the hoop, and he's fouled. Chris Seavers banging away down low. He gets the shot to go. He's fouled on the play. He will try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. What a luxury the Dort College defenders have to bring a post player like Seavers off of the bench and match up against the opponent's backup post player. Now Dort College will go with that king-size lineup. They'll go with Vogel, Seavers, Lindberg. You've got Kaiser and Warner as the running mates in the backcourt. Seavers trying to make it three in a row from the free throw line, and he missed it. 12-3, Dort College by nine. Wesleyan with the basketball. Bringing it up is Dinan. Dinan with it on the left side. Dinan looks for the give from Johnson. Instead passes left side, and we've got a hold called on Chris Seavers. Seavers with six first half points, and he has helped spark the defenders out to a 9-point lead right now at 12-3. 12-3, our score. Jonah Bradley to inbound, in danger of a 5 seconds call, and there is a 5 seconds call. Bradley can't get the ball inbounded. Wesleyan tried to spread the floor and cut someone to the basket, and they were never able to get him free. 12 minutes left to go in the first half. Dort College 12, Nebraska Wesleyan 3. Warner with a basketball out front. Cliff has it, looking for Lindberg. Lindberg looking down low. He's going to take him off the dribble, lays it up with the left hand, cut the hoop, and he's fouled. Lindberg with a blow-by move, finishes, and now he's got a chance at a three-point play opportunity. Kyle Lindberg from the left wing, and that's a tough matchup for Nebraska Wesleyan. Coach Cam Shucknick on the Wesleyan bench has used one timeout already today. Free throw by Lindberg is good. So the left-hander spins one in. He's got three. And the defenders lead 15-3. 11:44 left to go in the half. Dinan takes it up. They go high post to Arp. Arp back over to Dinan. Dinan with it on the wing. Dinan looking to drive baseline. Reverses it outside. With it is Jackson. Jackson to Bradley. Bradley to Arp. Arp driving in. Nothing there, and he travels with it, I believe. Well, while the offense was struggling early, Dort College didn't forget about the defensive half of the game. They lead here 15-3. Wesleyan struggling to get shots right now. That can all change, obviously, but right now Dort College enjoying a 12-point lead. They isolate Lindberg on the wing. His jumper from 15 won't go down. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan off and running, driving with the left hand. Layup is no good. Rebound fought for and dumped in from short range by Trevor Johnson. Johnson on the follow. Dort College leads by 10, 15-5. Austin Cacci over to Cliff Warner. Warner out front. Three players around him. He finds Vogel. Vogel gathers himself up and down. Jordan Vogel off the assist from Warner. Dort College leads by a dozen. 10:44 left to play in the first half. With it out front is Dinan. Dinan gives it up, Jackson. Jackson, stolen away by Lindberg. Lindberg screaming up the left side, stops, and he's fouled from behind. Foul called on Trevor Johnson, his first. Lindberg will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Don't give up the dunk. Force him to earn it from the free throw line. Timeout on the floor, charged to Wesleyan. Dort College leads 17-5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, a final in women's basketball. Briarcliff, a winner over Hastings, 93-74 this afternoon. So we have all of the women's scores in the books. Dort College women lost a disappointing one this afternoon, 63-60. Kyle Lindberg to the free throw line to shoot a pair here. Dort College leading 17-5. Lindberg, a left-hander from Margate, Florida. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Kyle Lindbergh hovering around 60% for the season. Like to get that up around 66% by the time the season's over. We'll see if he can get that done. 17 for 29 is how he entered the season, or the evening, or the day, I should say. He's 3 for 3 today, now 20 for 32. That'll help. Dort College leads 19 to 5. 10:25 left to play in the half. T.J. Malone into the ballgame at the last break. Wesleyan breaks the press. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound Lindbergh. Lindbergh sucks another one down. Here he comes across half court. Feeds it right side, Kachi. Kachi, high post, Vogel. Vogel with the basketball, looking for Waltersdorf down low. T.J. Malone out front, Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Kyle Lindbergh looking for the post up down low, trying to find Vogel. Instead comes out front for Waltersdorf. They've got 14 to shoot. Coach Ross Dalma calls a set play from the sideline. Waltersdorf will let things settle and loses it. Tried to go between his legs. Stolen by Wesleyan. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Here comes Dort College. Andy Schweitzer, that is, missed on the layup attempt. Down low they go, Walt. Walt off the glass, no good. There for the tap, Vogel, no good. Rebound cleared out by Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College leads 19-5. Out with it is Arp. Arp, 30 feet from the basket. He goes right side, Schweitzer. Schweitzer, they go down low to Arp, working on Vogel. Schweitzer tries to lean in. Comes back out to Schweitzer. Schweitzer gives it a right side over to Jackson. Jackson, three, no good. Again, another contested three, and Dort College able to come down with the rebound. One and done for Wesleyan. Dort College basketball, T.J. Malone. Malone gives it up, Vogel. Vogel back over to Malone. Malone lost it. Picked up by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a steal. Dort College leading 19-5, 8:50 left to play in the first half. Wesleyan looking for the backdoor cut. Comes out front, Johnson. Will have changes at the next break. They give it Arp. Arp outside to Dinan. Dinan shot no good. Rebound controlled by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Over to TJ. Malone into the front court. Malone gives it off left side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with it on the wing. Waltersdorf comes back over to TJ Malone. Malone goes right side, Kachi. Kachi, Walt. Walt, Lindbergh. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Lindbergh with the basketball. Back over to TJ. He swings it left side, Kachi. Release rotation. Knocks it off the rim. No good. 8:12 remaining. First half, Dort College 19, Nebraska Wesleyan 5. Wesleyan, Dinan gets the return pass, puts up the jumper from 15, no good, and they can't buy a bucket. Here comes Dort College, and the defenders want a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. Coach Ross Dalma wants his subs in, and he wants to talk things over quickly. Back with more after this.
We believe in the miracle of the virgin birth, in a tiny babe who came to save the earth, in a risen Savior who forgives sins, in a love that knows no end. May the wonder and joy of God's love fill your home. Merry Christmas from CNH Body Repair in Orange City.
Dort College leads 19-5, 7:57 left to go in the half. Slow start for Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College has taken advantage. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grantville, Elbert, and Hall. Member FDIC in the community. Dort College after the timeout. Bringing it up is Cliff Warner. He goes over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the wing. Sean, bounce pass out front. Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to Trevor. Gets it back over to Cliff. Cliff, ball fake underneath Tyler. Tyler, double teamed, lost it. Picked up by Wesleyan and Nick Dinan. Dinan with the basketball. Dinan comes back over to Schweitzer. Schweitzer lets traffic clear. He wants to set things. 25 to shoot. And we have a foul called away from the basketball. It's going to go on Chris Severs, his second. .728 remaining. Pass comes in over the top, Dinan. Dinan will drive in right side, puts up a quick two, got it. Nick Dinan with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 19-7. Warner, Waltersdorf, over to Trevor now. Trevor with the basketball back over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the ball out front. He comes back over to Tyler Waltersdorf, Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Now Tyler Walterstorff, 18 to shoot for the defenders underneath Severs. Severs spins with the left hand, good. Chris Severs with the two-point basket, he's got eight. And the defenders lead 21-7. 21-7 our score, Dort College by 14. Schweitzer comes back inside. And Severs gives up the post move inside to Seth Karame. Dort College leads 21-9. Tyler Walterstorff over to Trevor. Trevor out front, Kaiser, Warner. Warner, bounce pass down low, Severs. Severs back outside, Warner with the basketball. They get it underneath, Severs, spin move. His left-handed hook, no good. Rebound controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a chance to cut the lead to 10 or 9 on a three. Karame comes back over to Dinan. Dinan underneath to Johnson. Johnson off of the glass, good. Trevor Johnson with 5 points. And the defenders lead 21-11. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff over to Kaiser, and Kaiser has it tipped away from him out of bounds. Twenty-one to 11, Dort College in front. Next foul on Nebraska Wesleyan gets Dort College to the bonus. See if they can press the issue and get to the free throw line. Pass comes into Warner. Warner with the basketball. Look for a ball screen. They get it right side instead over to Austin Kachi. Kachi, Walterstorff. Walterstorff got it. Lace it up. Good. Trevor Walterstorff with 4 points. Dort College leads 23-11. 5:39 left to go in the first half. Wesleyan with the basketball. They go left side over to Schweitzer. Schweitzer gets a ball screen. Comes back out front to Johnson. Johnson looking down low. Gets it away to Thompson. Shot is up strong by Trevor Johnson. And Johnson with 7 points. Keeping his team within 10 here. 23-13. Austin Kachi comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Kachi. Kachi, three, good. Austin Kachi with 5. Dort College leads 26-13. 5 minutes remaining in the half. Wesleyan with the basketball. Thompson beats it on the wing to Karame. Underneath, fading away. Two-pointer, Trevor Johnson. He's got 9. Dort College leads 26-15. Cliff Warner over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh bounce pass on the back door to Kachi. Kachi lay in, good. 7 for Kachi. Dort College leads 28-15. 4.5 left to go in the first half. 28-15, Dort College by Baker's dozen. Pass goes left side over to Schweitzer. Schweitzer gets a ball screen out front. Schweitzer, Dort College hedges. Now they pass it down low. Ball deflected out. Thompson comes away with it. Thompson underneath to Sass Karame. Karame, pin, gets it away. Thompson. Thompson shot no good. Rebound controlled by Kachi. Kachi up the floor for the defenders. Kachi stops at the top of the key, goes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking down low for Vogel, finds Vogel. Vogel dumps it underneath Kachi. Kachi puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Mitch Liberty, his first. Austin Kachi will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Liberty whistled for the personal. 3:58 left to play in the half. Dort College 28, Nebraska Wesleyan 15. Free throws on the way for Austin. First one by the right-hander from Orange City. Rattles no good. Kachi, an 89% free throw shooter, 23 for 27 now from the charity stripe. He scored the last 5 points for the defenders. Second free throw on the way for Kachi. He is up and down. So Kachi makes 1 of 2. He's got 8. Dort College leads 29-15. 3:55 left to play. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. They get it over to Jonah Bradley. Bradley gives it up to Thompson. Thompson back out front. Goes right side. Underneath, shot is good. Two-point basket for Karame. Karame with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 29-17. Left side it goes, Walterstorff, looking for the backdoor cut. Nobody open that time. Lindbergh, ball fake, drives in, puts it up, good. Kyle Lindbergh with 7 first-half points. Defenders lead 31-17. 3:15 and counting, first half. Into the front court with the basketball is Thompson. Thompson passes it off, gets the return pass. Fakes the three, decides against it. Dribbles with the left hand, feeds it left side over to Bradley. Bradley with the basketball. Bradley to Scheidel. Scheidel to Thompson. Thompson ball screen. Vogel jumps out on the switch. Now with the strong, with the right hand from the left side is Liberty. Liberty with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 31-19. 2:40 left to play in the half. Lindbergh with the basketball. Gets it away to Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. Back over to Walt. Walt gives it up left side Warner. Warner with the basketball. They give it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh dribbling in. Puts up the hook shot. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a chance again to cut the lead down to single digits with a made three. Thompson drives in, and we have a travel called on Thompson. Brian Thompson whistled for the travel. Lindbergh will check out. Tyler Waltersdorf will check in. 31-19, Dort College by a dozen. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Warner. Warner across half court. Cliff has the basketball. Zone defense applied by Wesleyan. Wesleyan on the defense. Here's Kachi. They come back over. Waltersdorf. Tyler with it. Tyler gets it back over to Trevor. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Trevor back outside Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. Dort College by 12. And Trevor Waltersdorf a three. No good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan extended a 2-3 zone defense. Dort College did not attack it well. Ended up settling for a three-point shot. Shot blocked by Vogel out of bounds. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. 1:37 left to go in the half. Throwing the ball in will be Jonah Bradley, who just got blocked on the play. Three-pointer on the way is up. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes Warner. Warner with the ball. Cliff with it at the point. He comes left side over to Kachi. Kachi is fouled on the play, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot a one. A one and one, that is. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Austin Kachi to shoot one in the bonus. So one and one on the way for Kachi. Free throw by Austin on the way is up and good. He's going to make more than he misses. A 90% free throw shooter coming into the game, actually 89% to be exact. Kachi now 25 for 29 this season. And he puts another one up and makes that one. So Austin Kachi with three made free throws in a row. Dort College extends the lead to 33-19. Put together a stop and get the ball back. Wesleyan with the basketball. Wesleyan with it on the right side. They go over to Trent Scheidel. Scheidel to Sas Karame. Karame gets it back over to Dinan. Dinan puts it up and he's fouled on the play. Dinan will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's an 88% free throw shooter. Nebraska Wesleyan this season has been outshot at the free throw line 158-116, so they do not put the ball on the floor much and draw many fouls. First shot is good by Dinan. He's got three. Another one on the way. And that one's up and down as well. 33-21, Dort College. Leading by a dozen. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. 105 remaining. Go over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Warner. Warner gives it up Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Gets a ball screen out front. Rifles it underneath Walt. Walt hangs in the air, draws a foul, and he goes to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Trent Scheidel, his second. 55.3 seconds remaining in the first half. Trevor will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. If Dort College gets fouled again on the floor here in the first half, they will shoot the double bonus. 5 for Walt. As he makes the first one, he's got another one on the way. Coming up at halftime, we will have a presentation here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Second free throw as outgoing head football coach John Huebner will be recognized for his service for the defenders. Walterstorff makes both free throws. Defenders lead by 14, 35 to 21. Pass goes left side over to Dinan. Dinan gives it up. Karame. Karame to Dinan. Dinan looking. 38 seconds. 20-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. They get it underneath for Johnson. Johnson puts it up. It's taken away by the defenders. Here comes Door College in transition. Back over to Kachi. Kachi in traffic. Shot no good. Tapped by Vogel. No good. Tapped again by Walt. No good. Tapped out. Door College with time to work. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 20 seconds on the game clock, I should say. Door College should go into the locker room at least up by 14. 10 seconds now. Warner sizes things up. Gets a ball screen. Looking for Kachi. Finds him. Kachi catches, fires, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Wesleyan, and that's the end of the half. 35-21, Dort College leading by 14 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a two-minute break and be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The voice you hear in the background is Dort College President Dr. Carl E. Zylstra, recognizing Coach John Huebner for his years of service at Dort College. He announced his resignation from the post in mid-November. And Coach John Huebner, his wife Tiffany, and their three children out on the floor here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. We'll leave it on the floor right now with Coach John with Carl Zylstra. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, as Coach John Huebner recognized for his years of service at Dort College. Over 6 years at the helm, ends up being right at 6 years at the helm for Dort College football. And he will be missed. And hopefully in the weeks ahead we have news to report on a new head coach at Dort College for the football program. So be watching for that in the hopefully in the weeks ahead. 35-21 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after that. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College by 14 at halftime. Let's take a look at the statistics as we have them at the half. First of all, team statistics. Dort College 12 for 27 from the floor, 44.4%. Nebraska Wesleyan 9 of 26 from the floor, 34.6%. Wesleyan 0 for 6 from the three-point line. Dort College 1 for 6. Free throws, Dort College 10 for 12. Nebraska Wesleyan 3 for 6. Rebounds, Dort College 20. Nebraska Wesleyan 13. Wesleyan with 7 steals. Dort College with 3 turnovers. Both teams have 8 turnovers in the first half of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be back with a rundown of the individual totals right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Taking a look at the team totals for Dort College, first of all, let's take a look at points, first of all. Austin Conchi with 10 points. Chris Severs with 8. 7 for Kyle Lindberg. 6 for Trevor Waltersdorf and 2 for Tyler Waltersdorf for Dort College's total of 35. Rebounds, Austin Kachi has 5. Jordan Vogel credited with 8. 2 rebounds each for Cliff Warner and Kyle Lindberg. Trevor Waltersdorf, I beg your pardon, Kyle Lindberg with 3 assists, Cliff Warner with 2. Jordan Vogel credited with 2 blocked shots. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they are led by Trevor Johnson's 9 points. He was 4 for 6 from the floor. 4 for Nick Dinan. 4 for Seth Karame. 2 for Mitch Liberty and 2 for Tim Schweitzer for their total of 21 points. Wesleyan had 1 assisted basket in the first half. That was from Byron Thompson. 4 rebounds each for Trevor Johnson and Nick Dinan. 3 steals for Nick Dinan, 2 steals for Trevor Johnson and Eric Jackson. 35-21 our score. Dort College defeats leads Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime by 14. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of the other scores from around the GPAC right after this. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Other scores from around the GPAC look like this. Mount Marty and Midland are tied 26-26 at halftime. Morningside leads Doan at halftime, 48-33 in men's basketball. Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan play this evening. No report on Hastings and Briar Cliff. Taking a look at women's basketball scores from earlier today. Nebraska Wesleyan defeats Dort College 63-60. Disappointing loss for the defenders today. They lose their fourth in a row. Mount Marty defeats Midland 62-50. Briar Cliff over Hastings 93-74. Morningside over Doan, 89-59. Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan play in Mitchell this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with second half action from the DeWitt Gym right after this. Dort College leads by 14 at halftime. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with the second half right after this. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders leading by 14 at halftime. Just about set for the start of the second half. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 and by Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball as we start the second half. Nick Dinan passes left side over to Schweitzer. Schweitzer, Andy off the dribble, picks up his dribble. He passes it off. Shot is blocked by Vogel, but a foul called on Vogel. So Jordan Vogel just picked up his second. And I'm not sure if he got him with the body. That's about the only explanation I can come up with. First free throw, no good by Trevor Johnson. Johnson 1 for 3 now from the free throw line. He's got another one coming. Another free throw coming. This one's up off the heel, and it won't go down. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel already with 9 rebounds today. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Gets it away to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner drops it off for Vogel. Vogel in the lane, off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan up the floor. They pass it head. Arp. Arp, layup good. Bryce Arp with a two-point basket. And it's a dozen-point game again at 35-23. Warner with the basketball. Gets it away to Lindbergh. Lindbergh bounce pass down a little. Walterstorff. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Eric Jackson whistled for the personal. That's his first. Trevor Walterstorff with an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. North College defenders lead at 37-23. So an opportunity at the three-point play here for Walterstorff. He's got 8 points now. Free throw is up. Free throw is too strong. Drops in. Kicks off of the heel and falls through, and the Dort College defenders lead 38-23. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. With it, right side. This is Schweitzer. Schweitzer comes back over to Johnson. Johnson to Arp. Arp, right side, three, no good, and Wesleyan has yet to hit a perimeter shot. Dort College with the basketball into the front court. Comes right side, Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it up to Kachi. Kachi tries to roll it down low for Walterstorff. And the Dort College defenders shown a 38-23 lead, but they turned it over on the last possession. Nebraska Wesleyan brings it up. This is Schweitzer, 18:40 remaining. Ball game. Arp with it. Arp to Dinan. Dinan drives the lane. Left-hand shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel gives it up to Warner. Warner with the basketball, double-teamed. Now has the dribble as it's tapped away from him. Fires it outside Vogel. Vogel, Lindbergh, Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi reverses it back over to Cliff. Cliff deep in the left corner, off the bounce, 15-footer, good. Cliff with his first field goal today. Dort College leads 40-23. 17-point advantage for the defenders. Opportunity here to really stretch things out. They get it underneath. Arp. Arp backing his way in against Vogel. Kicks it outside. Three. Rattles out. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, pressing the issue. He's going to drive in. Lost it. Saved in by Walterstorff. Walterstorff is held. Eric Jackson is called for a hold on Kyle Lindbergh as Lindbergh tried to pass it out. That is foul number 3 on Jackson. So Dort College will have a fresh 35 to work with as well. Austin Kachi to throw it in. Gets it into Warner. Warner off the bounce again. Picks up his dribble. Gives it to Vogel. Vogel back over to Warner. Warner to Kachi, Kachi to Lindbergh, Lindbergh, Walt, Walt, layup good. Reversed it, pinned him on his hip. He's got 11. Dort College opens up a 42-23 advantage. Dort College led 35-21 at halftime. They've outscored Wesleyan 7-2 to start the second half of play. Three-pointer no good. Rebound cleared out by Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi goes right side. Walterstorff, Walterstorff, Vogel, and Vogel is fouled from behind by Arp. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College by 19, 42-23. 17-19 remaining. And the Dort College defenders will retreat to the huddle after Nebraska Wesleyan uses a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Nebraska Wesleyan. Back with more after this. The timeout, North College gets the ball inbounded. They get it to Cliff Warner, gets it back now, top of the key jumper. Two-point shot is good for Cliff Warner, and the North College defenders extend their lead to 44-23. Two field goals by Warner here in the second half. North College has outscored Wesleyan 9-2 in the second half. Wesleyan, shot in the lane, is good by Mitch Liberty off the dribble. North College leads 44-25. North College with a game looming on Monday. They'd like nothing more than to be able to stretch this out and be able to limit minutes this afternoon. Kachi gets it underneath to Lindbergh. Lindbergh up strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming back the other way. Dinan. Dinan gives it up to Schweitzer. Schweitzer, two-point basket is good. Back-to-back buckets by Wesleyan. They trail 44-27, does Nebraska Wesleyan. They give it up to Trevor Walterstorff. They isolate him. And then Mitch Liberty, tough time keeping up with him. Foul number two on Liberty. North College will inbound the basketball. Tyler Walterstorff, Sean Kaiser, Chris Sievers all checking in, staying on the floor. Warner and Trevor Walterstorff. Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball. Gets the return pass. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound sealed off by Sievers. Sievers on the weak side comes away with it. Warner drives into the lane, puts up the layup, and missed it. Now he commits a foul on the ensuing play. Cliff Warner whistled for the personal, his first in the backcourt. 16:04 remaining. North College leading by 17. Ball is inbounded. Nebraska Wesleyan will bring it up. Schweitzer. Schweitzer gives it off to Dinan. Dinan with the basketball. Dinan goes high post to Schweitzer. Tim Schweitzer with it. Liberty. Liberty with the basketball out front. Liberty drops it off inside, and it's stripped away, but a foul called on the play. Foul called on Chris Sievers. That's number three on him. 15:47 remaining. Ball game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Free throw made by Trevor Johnson. And Nebraska Wesleyan cutting into what was once a 21-point lead. They've got it down to 16. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by North College. And the North College defenders lead 44-28. Pass left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff comes back right side over to Warner. Warner looking down low. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser at the point. Left side Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler looking for the seal down low. Can't find Sievers. Instead comes out front Warner. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. 16-point lead for the defenders. 15:26 remaining. Nebraska Wesleyan will bring it up. This is Nick Dinan. Dinan across half court. Goes high post to Schweitzer. Schweitzer to Liberty. Liberty goes down low. Johnson. Johnson with a left hand. And a foul called inside on Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler Walterstorff whistled for the personal. His first. And Trevor Johnson, who is 2-for-4 from the free throw line today, will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Wesleyan has now scored 6 in a row. Free throw is up and good. 44-30, North College back to the 14-point advantage they had at halftime. 44-30, our score. Tyler over to Trevor. Trevor with the basketball out front. Comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner gives it back over to two. Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the wing. Comes back over to Tyler. Tyler to Warner. Warner gives it up. Trevor Walterstorff. Back over to Kaiser on the left wing. Goes underneath for Chris Sievers. Sievers in traffic. His shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Tim Schweitzer. Chris Sievers will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot a pair of free throws. So North College trying to stretch the lead out again. Leading 44-30. So the free throw on the way for Sievers is up and good. Chris is 3 for 4 today from the free throw line. He's got another one coming. Severs with 9 points off of the bench for the defenders today. 45-30, Dort College by 15. Another free throw. This one's up and good. So Severs makes them both. He is now 16 for 32 this season, 50% on free throws. Dort College leads 46-30. Schweitzer with the basketball. Gives it up Liberty. Liberty jumper rattles it. Good. Mitch Liberty with 6. Dort College leads 46-32. Into the front court, Warner. Warner over to Tyler Waltersdorf. He goes over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball on the right wing. Sean Kaiser, cross-court pass, Waltersdorf. They isolate to Severs. Severs, jumper in the lane, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Tyler had it ripped away from him then by Schweitzer. Schweitzer comes away with the basketball. They give it up over to Bradley. Bradley out front. Jonah Bradley to Mitch Liberty. And they throw it away. 46-32, Dort College by 14. Tyler Waltersdorf has just been called for his second personal foul. So Tyler Waltersdorf whistled for his second personal. Dort College leading 46-32. Ball inbounded to Byron Thompson. Thompson with it on the wing. Comes back left side. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out long. Coming away with it is Austin Kachi. Kachi over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner gives it up over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Austin. Austin ball fake. Comes back over to Warner. Warner to Lindberg. Lindberg right side. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf. Vogel. Vogel puts it up and he's fouled. Tim Schweitzer gets called for the personal. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. 13:34 remaining. So Vogel will shoot 2 free throws. First one is up. Good. Jordan Vogel with 3 points. Dort College back up by 15, 47-32. Had the lead at 21 for just a moment, and then Wesleyan responded with 6 points in a row. Second free throw by Vogel is up and good as well. So Vogel makes them both. Dort College taking advantage of their trips to the free throw line. And here comes Nebraska Wesleyan trailing by 16. They've got the ball at midcourt and thrown away tap by Dort College. So Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball, throwing it in at midcourt. They get it into Thompson. Thompson picks up his dribble. He goes to Schweitzer on the elbow. Schweitzer back over to Liberty. Liberty gives it up underneath to Scheidel. Scheidel blocked by Vogel out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Dort College leading 48-32. Thompson gets the ball inbounded. He's on the perimeter. Vogel has to match up with him. We've got a matchup problem right now, and underneath, shot is good. Trent Scheidel got wide open on the play. 48-34, Dort College. Up by 14 are the defenders. Lindberg tries to find Waltersdorf, tracked down by Vogel in the corner. Back over to Cliff Warner. He'll reestablish order. Gives it off Kachi. Kachi to Vogel. Vogel with the basketball in the corner. Gives it back off to Kachi. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Right side Lindberg. Lindberg looking down low. Instead they go back over to Kachi. 12 to shoot now. Vogel outside Kachi. Kachi catches, drives into the lane. 7 on the shot clock. His shot won't go. Rebound tapped and controlled by Thompson for Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a basketball. They come right side back over to Scheidel. Scheidel dumps it underneath. Shot is up and good. 2-point basket for Schweitzer, that is, and Dort College's lead is 12, 48-36. 12:13 remaining in the game. Comes back over to Warner. Warner comes back left side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Comes over to Lindberg. Lindberg to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Now Kachi. Kachi, 17-footer, short, no good. Rebound tapped out by Waltersdorf. Now Warner. Warner with the basketball again. Dort College playing with a 12-point lead. They've been led by as many as 21 today. And we've got a hold called on Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan. Wesleyan commits the foul. So checking out of the ballgame is Mitch Liberty. Liberty whistled for his third. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Trevor Waltersdorf. Trevor with 11 points today. Had five quick ones here in the second half. Rainbows that one through. He's got six. And another free throw on the way. 49-36 our score. Second free throw is up and good. Dort College with a 14-point lead at 50-36. Dort College calls a timeout, leading by 14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. Dort College uses a timeout. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College very nearly landing a knockout blow early in the second half. Got up by as many as 21. Nebraska Wesleyan responded with a six-point run to get it back to 15. It stands at 14 now and has been as close as 12 here in the second half. Wesleyan with the basketball. Eric Jansen gives it back over to Thompson. Thompson right side, Schweitzer to Thompson. Thompson looking down low. Instead, he'll use his dribble. Picks it up, passes it out front. Three-pointer no good by Wesleyan's Trent Scheidel. Here comes Dort College with a chance to extend the lead. Warner with the basketball. Picks it up, passes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi, Warner, Warner, Vogel. Vogel, layup good. Jordan Vogel with six. Dort College reversed it. Vogel was able to seal his man on his hip. Able to spin to the basket and knock it down. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball after the bucket by the defender, Schweitzer. And we have an offensive foul called on Bryce Arp. Arp has just picked up his second, and Coach Cam Shucknick can't believe it. Our officials today, as assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Jake Wolf, Jason Seltzert, and Dick Morrissey. With it is Tyler Waltersdorf. He goes right side over to Kaiser. Sean with the basketball. Sean to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to Warner, and Warner has it blocked out of bounds. Dort College tried to streak Warner down the lane, and they had him open momentarily. Dort College to throw it in. This is Cliff Warner. Warner gets it to Walt. Walt, layup good. Trevor Waltersdorf with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defender lead is 54-36. Dort College with four unanswered. And actually, you can date it back to 48-36, so six unanswered for the defenders. Ball deflected by Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf trying to shed Andy Schweitzer on the way to the basketball. Schweitzer was able to fight him off, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. 10-13 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College leading 54-36. So here comes Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. And they get it off to Schweitzer. Schweitzer to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. And we have a foul called away from the basketball. Tyler Waltersdorf whistled for the personal, and for Tyler, that's number three. Waltersdorf and Warner will have a seat. This will be their first break of the second half. Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded on the right side. Wesleyan looking for someone to pass to. With it out front is Schweitzer. Schweitzer looking. Goes out front, Carme. Carme. Back to Dinan. Dinan drives the lane, puts it up, blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes Kaiser. Kaiser to Tyler. Tyler drops it down low for Severs. Severs double team back over to Walt. Walt drives the lane, and he's fouled on the play. Well, it'll be free throws for the defenders. Tyler will go to the free throw line to try and extend the Dort College lead. 1-1 opportunity here, or is it a two-shot situation? Looks like they will give him two. First free throw by Ty, no good. He's got another one coming. 54-36, Dort College leading. They've led by as many as 21. They lead by 18. Make it 19 as Tyler makes one of two. He's got three. That's Tyler Waltersdorf. And the defenders lead by 19. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Under 10 minutes to go in the contest. Comes out front. Nebraska Wesleyan, Johnson. Johnson back over to Jackson, and Jackson travels with it. 55-36, Dort College by 19. 9:22 left to go in this one. T.J. Malone will bring the ball up for Dort College. T.J. with it in between the circles. He'll drive right side, nothing there. Now looking for the post player. Instead pops it out for Kaiser. Kaiser, three ball, bang, bang, bang. Sean Kaiser with the three-point basket, and the defenders lead by 22, 58-36. Well, since that timeout, Dort College has righted the ship. Dort College called a timeout with the difference standing at 12, 48-36. Since that time, they've outscored Nebraska Wesleyan 10-2, and they've got the ball back after the turnover. T.J. Malone with the basketball, calling for the set play. T.J. with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser into the corner, Lindberg. Lindberg, bounce pass down low, Walt. Walt spins, nothing there. Comes back over to Severs. Severs puts it up, blocked by Carme. Now the ball is stolen away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Kaiser. Bang, bang, bang. Sean Kaiser back-to-back triples, and the Dort College defenders lead 61-36. 61-36, our score. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball, trailing by 25. Pass goes left side, Dinan. Dinan guarded there by Malone. They try to dump it down low. They get it to Jackson. Jackson gets the shot to go, and he's fouled. That was Johnson. Trevor Johnson fouled in the act of shooting. He'll go to the free throw line to try and give his team their 39th point of the day. our score, now 61-39. Trevor Walt checks back into the ball game. Trevor Waltersdorf for Tyler Waltersdorf. Well, Tyler Waltersdorf does some things that won't show up in the box score. That last play, he tipped one away, snaked his way, got to the basketball, and Dort College ends up with a three-point basket after the offensive rebound. T.J. Malone with the basketball, gives it underneath to Severs. Severs lost it on the dribble, and now they're tied up on the play, and Severs got knocked in the head. So Severs got hit in the head really hard, and he is bleeding, and they will get, they'll send him off to the training room, and they will have to clean up some of that blood. Dort College leads 61-39. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders leading 61-39 over Nebraska Wesleyan. I think that was a case where Severs ended up head-to-head with someone and ended up with a cut above his eyebrow. And that popped open and to clean some of the blood off of the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, a reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Dort College basketball after the timeout to get things cleaned up. Trevor Waltersdorf gets hacked on the arm. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. So Nebraska Wesleyan gets the ball back after Waltersdorf gets hacked on the arm and lost it. No call made. And here comes Nebraska Wesleyan back the other way. Andy Schweitzer with it. Schweitzer with it on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Passes over to Johnson. Johnson drives down to the baseline. Blocked by Vogel. Rebound taken away by North Nebraska Wesleyan. Now it's tapped into the backcourt. Dort College basketball as it goes out of bounds. Andy Schweitzer can't believe it. So Andy Schweitzer unable to hang on to the basketball. Dort College gets the ball back on the turnover with 7:32 remaining. Cliff Warner back into the ballgame for Dort College. T.J. Malone takes a seat. Cliff with the basketball at the free throw line. Throws it up for grabs. Vogel tries to save it in. And the Dort College defenders make it 61-39. 61-39, Dort College on defense now as Nebraska Wesleyan gets the ball back on the turnover. A little sloppy here the last couple of minutes. And a reach-in foul called on Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg whistled for foul number two. Matt Vandekamp will check into the ball game, checking out Sean Kaiser. Kaiser hit a couple of big threes here in the second half. Mitch Liberty will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Dort College is in the double bonus. Nebraska Wesleyan is not. That was team foul number 8 on the defenders. At 10, you get the double bonus. Liberty with 7 points, 61-40, Dort College leading. Second free throw is up. And that one's good. 61-41, Dort College by 20. Pretty important here if Dort College can contain the minutes. Vandekamp with a basketball. Comes back over to Kachi. To Lindberg. Lindberg to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner with the ball. Gives it up to Vogel. Vogel has it tipped away. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Nebraska Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Cliff Warner will bring it up for Dort College. Warner calls a set play. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Gets a ball screen from Vogel. They give it back over to Jordan. Jordan stripped on the way up and two shots on the way. So the foul called on Nebraska Wesleyan. Trent Scheidel, he picks up his third personal. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 6 for Vogel today. Dort College leading 61-41. 6:38 left to go in regulation. Free throw by Vogel is off the mark, no good. Vogel with 6 points, 2 field goals, and 2 free throws. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. So Dort College, Vogel rattles that one down. He's got 7 points. He's also got double digits on rebounds. 62-41. Dort College showing full-court pressure defense. Wesleyan bringing it up. This is Nick Dynan. Dynan across half court. Dynan to Liberty. Liberty dumps it underneath. Shot up. No good. Rebound cleared out by Warner off the missed shot by Trent Scheidel. Here comes Dort College. Warner with a basketball. He gives it off to Walt. Walt on the curl. 10-footer in the lane. Good. 17 for Waltersdorf. Dort College leads 64-41. And the backcourt with it is Dynan. Dynan. And we've got an over and back violation as Schweitzer started in the front court, jumped into the backcourt to receive the pass in the air, and gets called for over and back. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout charge to Wesleyan. Back with more after that. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College with a 23-point lead with the basketball. They get it over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball underneath Tyler. Tyler, hook shot in the lane, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's taken away by Scheidel. Trent Scheidel passes it off to Nick Dynan. Dynan with the basketball. Dynan gives it back over to Scheidel. Scheidel to Bradley. Bradley into the corner, Scheidel. Scheidel looking reverse. Gets it over to Jackson. down to the baseline. Nothing there. 15 to shoot for Wesleyan. They come over to Arp. Shot no good in the lane. Rebound taken away by Dort College. That was Schweitzer, beg your pardon, not Arp. 52 instead of 50. Tyler Walterstorff for the basketball. Back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp posting up. Drops it off for Vogel. Vogel reverse. Good. Vandekamp able to find Vogel for the two-point basket. Dort College leads 66-41. Wesleyan with the basketball. They give it over the top to Dinan. Dinan into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back out. Shot on the way from 12. No good. Fight for the basketball, and we have a foul called on the rebound. Foul called on Dort College and number 33. That's Matt Vandekamp. So Vandekamp will go to the whistled for the foul. Free throws on the way for Trent Scheidel. Scheidel makes the first one. He's got another one coming. Vogel and Warner will check out of the ballgame. Vogel with double digits on rebounds today. 4:51 left to go. Dort College leads 66-42, now 66-43. Two free throws for Scheidel. Makes it a 23-point ball game. Left side pass, Vandekamp. Vandekamp out front. It goes Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler Walterstorff underneath James Reilersdam. Reilersdam gives it up to T.J. Malone. Malone with the basketball. Malone gives it up. Tyler Walterstorff, left wing, Vandekamp. Vandekamp with the basketball. Underneath it goes Kaiser. Kaiser, Reilersdam. Reilersdam puts it up, fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. So James Reilersdam will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw is up by Reilersdam and good. 67-43, Dort College with the advantage. Dort College trailed 1-0 and then scored 8 points in a row to take an 8-1 lead and have never truly been challenged since then. 68-43 as Reilersdam makes them both. 4:25 and counting, ball game. 68-43, Dort College by 25. Wesleyan over the basketball, Dinan. Dinan goes left side over to Jackson. Jackson into the corner. And we've got a hold called on Tyler Walterstorff, I believe. So Tyler has just picked up his fourth. So if Walterstorff picks up his fifth, he'll foul out of the ballgame here with 4:13 remaining. Nanayaw, Sapanamoa, and Nick Wilson check into the ballgame. Sean Kaiser will check out, as does Tyler Walterstorff. So free throws on the way for Trent Scheidel. Scheidel, a 57% free throw shooter, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, now 2-for-3. Another free throw on the way for Scheidel. So Scheidel eyes it and knocks it off the front of the rim. Rebound taken away by Willie. Nick Wilson comes up with it. Gives it over to T.J. Malone. Malone to Reilersdam. Reilersdam to Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa gives it up. Right side Reilersdam over to T.J. T.J. Malone right side Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa with the basketball. Uses up his dribble. Comes back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp with the ball. Vandekamp gives it up over to Malone. Malone back over to Vandekamp. 13 to shoot. Reilersdam will put it on the floor at the elbow. Drops it off for Wilson. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Nebraska Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball with a 25-point lead at 68-43. Nanayaw Sapanamoa trying to cut underneath. Ball's tipped. T.J. Malone comes up with it. Gets it away to Reilersdam. Reilersdam back over to T.J. 5 to shoot. Comes back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp pull up, 18-footer, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the defenders. Coming up with it is T.J. Gets it away to Vandekamp. Dort College will run the shot clock again. Sapanamoa into the lane, lost the dribble. Picked back up by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan racing back the other way, Bradley. Bradley down to the block, and Bradley's turnaround is good. Jonah Bradley with a two-point basket. We've got a timeout on the floor. Dort College leads 68 2:45. Dort College by 23. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, I'm not sure who will be manning the point guard right now for the defenders. Ben Sietsma, Matt Vandekamp, James Reilersdan, Nanaya Saponamoa, and Nick Wilson on the floor right now. Vandekamp will run the point for the defenders for the time being. He goes left side over to Saponamoa. Saponamoa back over to Sietsma. Sietsma with the basketball at the point. He goes right side back over to Nanaya. Nanaya up in the air, gets it over to Reilersdam, drop it underneath for Willie. Wilson with the basketball, goes back over to Nanaya. Yaw with it, comes back right side over to Sietsma. Sietsma looking down low for Wilson. Wilson, instead they go back out front. Five to shoot for the defenders. Vandekamp with the basketball. Vandekamp off the bounce, kick it out. Sietsma, three-pointer at the shot clock buzzer, no good. Rebound Reilersdam. Reilersdam with the basketball. Bounce pass down low, Wilson. Reverses outside Sietsma. Sietsma with the basketball. Comes back over to Reilersdam. Reilersdam backing his man down. Into the lane. Hook shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan, but a good possession that time by the Dort College defenders. Dort College defending now. The three-point shot no good by Wesleyan. And Jonah Bradley, here comes Dort College and Vandekamp. 2:15 to go. James Reilersdam, right side Sietsma. Sietsma with the basketball. Sietsma gives it up Reilersdam. Reilersdam with the basketball. Reilersdam comes back out front. Vandekamp. Vandekamp to Reilersdam. Reilersdam looking down low. Saponamoa not there. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Vandekamp all the way down to the baseline. Gets the shot to go. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Matt Vandekamp will go to the free throw line. The sophomore will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. So Vandekamp will go to the free throw line, try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 1:52 remaining, ball game. Dort College 70, Wesleyan 45. Shot no good, but the rebound tapped and controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they are not a quick strike offense by any means, but they have struggled to put the ball in the basket today. You can credit Dort College's defense with a lot of that. Sietsma with the rebound. Taking a look at the previous low water mark for Nebraska Wesleyan, if you will. They scored 51 in their season opener against the University of Wisconsin School of the University of Milwaukee School of Engineering. Dort College uses a timeout. Right now they are 15 points below their season average of 60 points per ballgame. Well, beg your pardon. They're averaging 65 points per game. They're allowing teams 60 points per game. So Dort College above the defensive average and holding Wesleyan to nearly 20 points below their season average on offense. A men's score in. Mount Marty defeats Midland 58-47. Mount Marty defeats Midland 58-47. That's Dort College's opponent on Monday night, Midland University. Dort College gets the ball inbounded, and Dort College is going to be called for an over-and-back violation. Dustin Dalma checks into the ballgame for the defenders. So Nebraska Wesleyan throws it in. Trent Scheidel. Scheidel goes left side. Three on the way. No good. And I don't believe Nebraska Wesleyan has made a three-point shot this afternoon. It has been pretty difficult going for Wesleyan in this ball game, and they are officially 0-for-12 from the three-point line. Shot by Dalma underneath the basket, no good. Here comes Wesleyan back the other way. Thompson back outside. Three-pointer is up and good, and Jonah Bradley gets Wesleyan their first three of the day. 70-48, Dort College by 22. And a foul called in the backcourt on Byron Thompson. Dustin Dalma will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Dust will shoot two. Where's number 13? It's from Sioux Center, listed at 6 feet. First free throw by Dustin is good. Scored 9 in the junior varsity win over Northwestern on Thursday night. Makes the second free throw as well. Nebraska Wesleyan over the basketball. Driving in is Bradley. Bradley shot blocked by Nani Yaw. Yaw with the basketball now, driving, left hand, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Bounce pass underneath, shot is up, no good. Rebound taken away by Sietsma. Sietsma gives it off to Dalma, and this could be how it ends. Shot clock is off, 25 seconds now. Dalma gets a ball screen, drives right side, gets it away to Nani Yaw. Underneath it goes Willie. Wilson shot no good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan will walk it back the other way. York College is going to keep their record perfect. 13-0 for the season. 5-0 in the conference. 5 seconds left. Nani Yaw takes it across half court, and that's our final. 72 for York College, 48 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan falls to 5-4, 1-4. York College improves to 13-0 and 5-0 in the conference. This is KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5 FM, back with more after this. 72-48 our score. Dort College wins by 24, and with a game looming on Monday, this was probably what Dort College needed. They were able to control minutes. They were able to get a win, most importantly, to stay perfect in the conference, and able to play pretty well in stretches against a team that can really give you headaches. Get a 24-point win over Nebraska Wesleyan, and I've seen enough of these kind of games that I will take a 24-point win for the defenders over Nebraska Wesleyan any day, because they can really plug things up and make it difficult for you to score points. Just been handed the statistics. Here you go. York College shoots 23 of 54 from the floor for 43%. 3 for 9 on threes, 33.3%. 23 of 28 on free throws, 82.1%. Nebraska Wesleyan, 18 of 53 from the floor, 34%. 1 of 14 on threes, 7.1%. 11 of 19 on free throws, 57.9%. Door dot rebounds, Nebraska Wesleyan, 42-28. Turnovers, dead even at 14 each. Trevor Walterstorff, 17 points in 30 minutes of play. 6 of 9 from the floor, 5 for 5 on free throws. Austin Kachi, 10 points, 3 for 8 from the floor, 3 for 4 on free throws. Chris Severs, 10 points, 3 for 8 from the floor, 4 for 5 on free throws. He left with a cut above his eye. And we will see how much damage was done to him, and we'll talk to Coach Ross Dalma after the ball game on that. Jordan Vogel ends up with 9 points, gets 10 rebounds as well. 6 points for Sean Kaiser, 4 for Cliff Warner, 3 for Tyler Walterstorff, 2 for Matt Vandekamp, and 2 for James Reilersdam. 2 for Dustin Dalma for their total of 72. Nebraska Wesleyan, 15 points for Trevor Johnson, 8 points for Mitch Liberty, 5 points for Jonah Bradley, 4 for Nick Dynan, 4 for Trent Scheidel, 4 for Sas Kerme, and 6 for Tim Schweitzer for their total of 48. Jordan Vogel, 10 rebounds for the defenders. Austin Kachi with 9. 3 for Cliff Warner. 3 for Kyle Lindberg. 3 for Chris Severs. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Trent Scheidel with 6. 5 each for Nick Dynan and Trevor Johnson. 3 for Byron Thompson. 5 assists for Cliff Warner tonight. 5 for Kyle Lindberg. Nick Dynan had 2 assists. Byron Thompson had 3. I believe I told you all that already. Steals, Nick Dynan 3, Eric Jackson 3, Trevor Johnson with 2. Trevor Walterstorff had 2 steals this evening. 72-48 our score. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders win this one by a final score of 72-48. A partial score. Morningside leads Doan 79-73. That's with 55 seconds remaining. Also this afternoon, one final in. Mount Marty upends Midland 58-47 at the Lattie Semple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, and we will keep it right here as Coach Ross Dalma has just taken a seat beside me. And we will talk about today's contest and then let Coach be on his way. Coach, 24-point win over Nebraska Wesleyan, and with the way Wesleyan can muddy things up, you will, even though it might not have been the prettiest basketball at times, 24-point win, you'll take that against Nebraska Wesleyan today.
Yep, you're right, Mike. I thought our guys did a very good job defensively to start the game. We weren't real sharp offensively, had some turnovers first 3 or 4 minutes, but we held them to one free throw for quite a while, got up 8-1, and then had opportunities to extend the lead. And I thought middle of the second half we really came out and did that.
Talk a little bit, how difficult is it, or do you feel it's a difficulty for this team that you want to get off to a good start, you want to get that lead early on? Is there that tendency to press things early on? And like, for instance, today, you had to fight your way to that 8-1 lead.
Yeah, we did. I think there is a tendency to do that. I think, the guys also enjoy playing here, and it's been a while. I mean, this is, I think, only our third home game of the year. And, the energy was really good. I just can't say enough about our student body and how good they have been this year. I mean, they are real, they're creative. They bring a new sense of energy to this place, and that's neat to see. And sometimes we don't realize that you can only score 1, 2, or 3 points of possession. I think we get ahead of ourselves a little bit. But as we settle in, I thought our guys did a good job. I thought we did a good job of making the extra pass. And, we did what we had to do against a team that just likes to really grind it out, slug it out in the half court.
Talk about playing defense against a team that is able to get very comfortable at taking the shot clock under 10 seconds. You have to get down and you have to play for 30, 35 seconds on each defensive possession.
You do. And I thought our guys did a great job of that. I mean, they're very efficient. They got a lot of kids back from last year, and I think they're going to knock off a lot of really good teams throughout the year. We're just fortunate that today it wasn't us, but we know that we have to go back there. Tough place to play, and we'll have to start it all over again.
You were able to get some cuts to the basket in the second half, get some people free in the lane, some ball reversals, some isolations. You did some nice things on offense today.
We did. Yeah, we did. I think our turnovers were relatively low at 14. I thought we did a good job of utilizing our posts. I thought we did a good job of passing on the interior. Wasn't always the post player. Sean Kaiser did a nice job of making some good things happen. And just had some good things going on there. We talked about, wanting to own the foul line, and we did that, 23 of 28 from the foul line, which is obviously an area that we needed to focus on and be better at. Maybe haven't shot free throws as well as we needed to. And today we focused in and did what we needed to do. But, overall, some good things again. Just a situation where now in the next 7 days we're going to play 3 games.
Well, and you were able to control minutes, which was a key thing for you today with that game coming up on Monday against Midland back here at the DeWitt.
For sure. And, I thought the guys who came in and finished the game were sharp tonight.
Yep.
I know 10 days ago or so against Dakota Wesleyan, they felt bad about letting some things slip away and not being, as good as they can be. And I thought tonight we really finished the game well.
Chris Severs, his status, got cut above his eyebrow,
yep,
the way it looked. And obviously when you're sweating as well, it's going to look worse. But I guess just give us an update on his status here at the end of the ballgame.
Sure. He offensive rebound, and I think they went head-to-head.
Yep.
Cut above his eye, took him to the doctor, and he'll certainly need stitches. It was a pretty good gash right above his eye. But you're right, when you're sweating and you get cut on the face, it bleeds a lot, and he did. He certainly was bleeding a lot. But we're hopeful that they can get that taken care of and that he'll be back with us next week.
Midland on Monday. Midland, a team that you and I both feel is going to be very dangerous by the time this year is over. In the meantime,
right,
you may not know from night to night what you're going to get out of them. They got beat by Mount Marty tonight. We'll see what they bring here on Monday night.
I'm sure they're going to be good. They only have two losses in the conference, so therefore, you know, they're a top-tier team. They're going to get better as the year goes on, and we're going to have our hands full on Monday night.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and enjoy the weekend, and we'll be back at it Monday night with
Thanks,
you.
Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dahlman. I believe we've given you all the updates that we can at this point, and I want to just double-check and see if that Morningside Doan contest has gone final. Looks like Morningside will hold on for the win. They led by 20 points in the second half, and then Doan made a run back at them at the Verdorn Sports Center in Sioux City, but it looks like Morningside's going to get that win. Briarcliff and Hastings, last check, Hastings was up at halftime, 38-37 over Briarcliff. We don't have any partial on that at this point. And Dakota Wesleyan and Concordia, they will play this evening at the Corn Palace. So that's going to do it. Dort College men win 72-48. Women lose a 63-60 decision to Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll be back on the air Monday night, 5:50, with our pregame show. You will be able to hear it on KDCR Dort College men's and women's basketball. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.